Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
I don't see any sign of it through my telescope. When is Bruce and everybody gonna get here?
Well, Arnold, it's a long way from the airport.
Yeah, the cab drivers in New York all drive like they took lessons from Evel Knievel.
Arnold, you're forgetting that the cabbies in New York take people from the airport to Manhattan by way of Cleveland.
Hey, why don't I take a family picture of everybody?
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's a nice idea. All family right. Portrait.
Chins up, smile. And don't look right in the lens.
Oh, boy. Get the big photographer. All that's going to be in the picture is your thumb. Give me that camera and I'll show you to take some good pictures.
Listen, I saved all year to buy this camera. And you touch it, the only thing it's going to develop is a lump on your head.
I'll get even. I'll put a pair of my shorts in your drawer so when you try to put them on, you'll strangle yourself.
Okay, guys, cool it. Come on, let's get the picture taken now.
Okay, now, smile. Okay, on three. One, two. Arnold, you're gonna ruin the picture.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You went like this.
No, he didn't. He went like this.
Okay, let's try again.
Okay, behave now, Arnold.
Okay, everybody say cheese on three. One, two, three.
Cheese.
Mozzarella. Let's see it, Willis.
It takes a minute to develop, dear.
Oh, you don't know how to take pictures. You're supposed to take them when nobody expects it, and you surprise them.
Yeah, candid pictures, like in those gossip magazines. You know, those Italian photographers sure know how to surprise people. What do they call Daddy?
Oh, I think the word is paparazzi.
Then I guess the lady photographers are mamarazzi. Came out perfect. Hey! You cut my head off! That's my best part.
Don't be upset, Arnold. One day you can take a picture of Willis and you can cut off his best part.
Can't take a picture of Willis's best part. He's always sitting on it.
Hey, look at him!
Look at him! All of them! All of them!
You look just great.
Mr. Drummond, I hope your company keeps having these broadcast conferences so we can keep getting these trips to New York.
I want to work on that.
Boy, I love these freebies to the Big Apple.
Yeah. You know, Dad traded in his and Morgan's first class tickets for four cheapies so we could come too.
Cheapies? We had everything the first class passengers had, except we were strapped to the wing.
Sit down, everybody.
Oh, good.
Now, listen, about where you're staying.
Hold it, Phil. Last time we had this big argument, and you insisted that we stay here, and you wined us and dined us, and you were the perfect host. This time, no arguments. I want the same deal.
You got it, Larry.
Thanks, pal, but actually, we have a couple of rooms at a charming little hotel with lots of little green things growing on the walls. Not plants, just little green things.
Hey, Mr. Alder, couldn't Ruthie and Ann stay with me? Please, we have the room.
Why not? And Morgan, since Mrs. Garrett's helping out at Kimberly School, why don't you stay in her room?
Oh, that'd be great, thanks.
You'll love Mrs. Garrett's room. She's got a picture of Rudolph Valentino that glows in the dark.
Yeah, it'll be fun staying together.
Okay, you twisted my wallet.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, Phil, I've got something to talk to you about that's really important later.
It's really big.
Sounds interesting. Okay. And incidentally, Larry, we're bunking together in my room like we did before.
Oh, this is terrific. Tomorrow night we'll have a big Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving? But that was last week.
Yeah, when daylight saving time ends, you're supposed to set your clocks back, not your calendars.
Well, when we found out you were coming, we figured, why settle for one Thanksgiving? Now that you're all here, we can have a second one tomorrow.
Oh. Right. Let's have two Thanksgivings and two Christmases, quickly followed by two birthday parties. Do it twice, because presents are nice.
That's right, Arnold. And I'll cook the turkey for tomorrow night. Ruth and Ann can help me stuff it.
I know how to stuff a turkey. Just give Willis a big meal.
Cool it, Arnold. Or I'll show you how to stuff a brother.
Okay, that's enough, guys. Willis, how about taking a picture of everybody?
Shh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get everybody over there.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. I didn't know you were a photographer, Willis.
He's not a photographer. He's a butcher. He's got all sorts of pictures in his album of people with parts cut off.
I'll meet you back for that, Arnold. Okay, let's see. Move in closer.
Okay.
Like this? You closer.
Well.
Closer and smile.
Well.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is what I call togetherness.
You think this is what it's like to be one of the Waltons?
I don't know, but I have this compulsion to keep saying goodnight, John Boy.
Come on, though. Let's take the picture already.
Yeah, I can't hold this smile much longer.
Hey. Okay, say cheese. Make mine a cheeseburger.
Cheese!
Oh,
okay. Let's get a good one.
You better not cut my head off again. Last time, all you could see was an inch of my hair.
Well, it's not my fault that where you and everybody else begins.
Well, wait till you hear what Larry's presenting at the broadcast conference tomorrow. It is fantastic. It's brilliant. It's inspired. Did I say that the way we rehearsed it?
You left out sheer genius.
Oh, the picture's terrific, Willis.
Oh, yeah.
You're cutting my head off again.
Yeah, ain't that too bad.
Morgan, would you like to freshen up?
Oh, I'd love to.
Hey, kids, how about showing the girls and Morgan to their rooms, okay?
All right.
Come on. Good. Come on, girls.
Larry, I'll have my chauffeur pick up your luggage at the hotel.
His chauffeur? Does he know how to live?
Oh, what's the big deal? I had a chauffeur once in Portland, but I couldn't get used to his cold handlebars.
Come on, Morgan.
All right.
Okay, sheer genius. What's this idea of yours all about?
Well, it's not just my idea, Phil. It's our idea. Don't you remember the Korean War? What we said when we were sitting there while those bombs were exploding all around us?
Sure. We said, let's get the hell out of here.
Phil, I'm talking about that dream we both had about television, the tube, and the potential that it has to reach millions of people and make their lives better.
Of course. I remember.
Okay, Phil, there's a television station for sale in Portland. Now, your company has the money to buy it, and I've got the experience and the talent to run it. This would be a good investment for you, and it could mean financial security for me and my family. Look, I got a breakdown on the whole deal right here, facts and figures.
Wow, this took a lot of research. Must have cost you a pretty penny.
Who knows what it cost? $612.19.
Well, tell me, what is the total cost of this project?
That's that little insignificant number there with all the zeros after it.
It looks like the national debt. I'll tell you what, why don't you and Morgan present this to my communications group at the conference tomorrow and just hope that they see it the way you do.
But they're your underlings. Where's the overling going to be?
He'll be talking to some bankers he knows. We're talking about millions of dollars here, you know.
Phil, it's no problem. I've got the financing all figured out.
How?
Sell your cufflinks.
And Dad took these pictures of Diana when we went skiing last week.
Gee, skiing looks like fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. There's nothing like speeding down a mountain on a clear, crisp day with the wind in your face. How do you stop?
She uses a tree.
Ain't that dangerous? You could wind up with a fractured knot hole.
I'm only kidding, Arnold. When Diane wants to stop, she usually does what I do. She falls on her fanny.
Oh, but you're lucky, Ruthie. You've got more to fall on than I have.
Who's this pretty lady?
Oh, well, that's our mother. I took it when my mom and dad almost got back together. Dad pretended he didn't care, but I knew he was crushed.
Oh, he was.
I'm never getting married.
Sure you will, Arnold.
Not me. I'm taking him out, loading him up with hot dogs and popcorn, and dumping him.
Okay, Arnold, your bath is ready. Go put your ring around it.
Some brother. He even takes his camera into the bathroom so I can't use it.
Why don't you let him use it, Willis?
You want me to give my camera to Dr. Destructo?
He's just afraid that I'm gonna show him up. You can't take a picture of anything that isn't standing still. Why don't you go tell a wall to say cheese?
Hey, can I take a picture of you three?
Sure.
Sure.
Are you kidding? My hair's messed. I'm not even dressed right.
Where should I stand?
Right over there.
Okay.
Hey, this is Arnold's wedding!
Isn't that what Arnold the Expert said makes the best pictures? Where do you get a load of this next picture?
What are you going to do, Willis?
Stand by for a scream. Hey, Arnold, say cheese!
Willis, that isn't nice.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
No!
Only Arnold's bare little rump.
Willis, that's a dirty trick!
You know, I thought you liked those surprise pictures.
Did you show that to the girls?
No, he didn't, Arnold.
Honest?
Honest. We didn't see your bare little rump.
You saw it!
Embarrassed, Willis.
Yeah.
Willis, don't be mean. He's only a little kid.
Okay. Hey, Arnold.
There's nobody in here.
Come on, Arnold. They didn't see the picture, honest.
Then how did they know it was my bare little rump?
Arnold, honey, everybody has a bare little rump, but Willis didn't show us yours, honest. He just told us about it.
How much did he tell you?
Arnold, they couldn't have seen the picture because it's just now developing. I tell you what, I'll slip it under the door so you can tear it up. You coming out now?
I'm not coming out for the rest of my life.
I tell you what, Arnold, you come out and I'll let you use my camera and you can take all the pictures you want.
Will you run out by me again?
You can use my camera whenever you want.
Eee! Thanks, Willis. I'll take pictures of everybody stuffing themselves with turkey tomorrow night.
Well, we really have something to be thankful for this Thanksgiving if your dad can pull off that deal from my dad.
Won't it be great if they buy that TV station we told you about?
What do you mean, if? When our dad wants to do something, it's done. He's the head of the whole company.
Yeah, that's right. He is Mr. Big. He can do anything he wants.
And if he doesn't want to do anything, he can do that, too.
You guys don't know how much this means to us. I mean, if this deal goes through, we'll even be able to buy that house we've been dreaming about. Then you guys can all come to Portland and stay with us.
Well, make sure you buy a house with plenty of bathrooms.
Why, Arnold?
Because I don't want to share one with Willis and his camera. I'm too young to be a centerfold.
Oh, Phil, you're just in time for the celebration. Too bad you couldn't be at the conference.
Oh, sorry, but I was out checking financing on your project.
Guess what?
Well, Larry presented his idea. He was a big hit. The creative guys loved it. They called me right after you left.
Well, the champagne is on Larry and me. Oh, Phil, you're the greatest.
Got it!
Arnold!
The Phantom Paparazzi strikes again.
Save some film for the celebration, okay? I'm going to go get the caviar.
Hey, Dad, it's coming out perfect. Boy, she sure laid one on you.
Yeah.
Dad, something wrong? Why do you look so unhappy?
Well, Arnold, I have a very unhappy duty to perform.
What is it?
Look, if I tell you now, you have to promise not to say anything to anybody just yet.
Okay, my lips are sealed, unless there's food involved.
See, Arnold, when you're in business, you have an obligation to the company. And when you're dealing with a friend and business, you get torn between them.
So what tore you?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to say no to Mr. Alder's project.
Why?
Well, that's very complicated, Arnold. I'll just have to find the right time to tell him. I'll have to be diplomatic.
What's diplomatic?
There's another word for chicken.
You guys should have been there. When I got through with my presentation, there was cheering and applause.
That's what you did. How about the others?
Watch it, daughter. I made you. I can destroy you.
We're real proud of you, Dad. Hey, Arnold, did you hear the good news? Looks like Mr. Alder's deal with Daddy is all set.
Yeah. Now, what did I tell you? Didn't I tell you our dad can do anything? Right, Arnold?
Right.
What you got there, Arnold?
Oh, just a picture of Dad and Morgan. I took it when they weren't looking.
Boy, if you'd have took it 5 minutes later, this thing would need French subtitles.
Oh. Do you think there's something between Morgan and Mr. Drummond, Dad?
Well, it could be. They're a lot closer than the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Are you all right, Arnold?
Yeah.
Hey, we want to be alone. Why don't you girls go down to the kitchen and start making that stuffing for the turkey tonight?
What did you say, you male chauvinist nerd?
All I said was get going to the kitchen.
How would you like to have your second Thanksgiving dinner at the Mercy Hospital?
What are you getting so uptight about?
That old woman's place in the kitchen bit went out with bras.
You know, we're not going to do all the work. You want to eat, you're going to help in the kitchen.
I don't know anything about cooking.
You learn to eat, you learn to cook.
Yeah! Be in the kitchen in 10 minutes.
Yes, sir!
Will you women leave? This is a man's room.
Do you believe him? 2.5 feet of macho.
Let's leave the two men of the world alone so they can smoke their cigars and talk tough to their goldfish.
What's the problem, Arnold?
I can't tell you. It's so bad that I moved to the North Pole if I could speak Polish.
Come on, Arnold, why can't you tell me? You know we always tell each other our problems.
Yeah, well, this is different. Somebody made me promise not to tell.
Was it Kimberly?
No.
Was it Mr. Alder or Morgan?
No.
Was it Ruthie or Diane?
No.
Was it Dad?
No comment.
Then it was Dad, huh?
Lucky guess. And don't ask me what the problem is, because I don't understand anything about the deal with Mr. Alder.
You mean a television deal?
Uh-oh. Strike that from the record and add another no comment.
Oh, don't tell me Dad's gonna turn Mr. Alder down on the deal.
Let me put it this way. You can stop guessing because there's nothing else left for me not to tell you.
Oh, wow. That's terrible. And here we've been bragging about how Dad can make anything happen. We're gonna come off like a couple of jerks.
Yep. I'll never be able to look Ruthie in her stomach again.
Listen, Arnold, I'm not supposed to know about this, so you've got to try to change Dad's mind.
What you talking about, Willis?
But you know how you can get Dad to do anything when you give him that long and sad face you use?
Which one's that?
The one where you look like a hungry cat sniffing around a fish market.
Oh, that one!
That ain't it.
Well, how about this one? Do I look hungry now?
No, you look constipated.
Oh, this one. That's it. Freeze your face.
I gotta start numbering these looks. You may never know when I may need one in a hurry.
Listen, fellas. Now, I mean this. I just spoke to Kimberly. You two be sure you help out in the kitchen, okay?
Funny you should ask. I was just on my way down there.
Good.
See you later.
Dad, I gotta talk to you about something important. See how sad I am?
You sure you're all right? You look constipated.
Uh-oh, wrong face. Dad, could you please change your mind about turning down the deal for Mr. Alder? Please?
Arnold, nothing would make me happier. But I've checked it all out, and it is just simply not a good investment.
But, Dad, we bragged about how terrific you are. We said you were the best thing since junk food.
Arnold, it hurts me as much as it does you to turn down my best friend. But I'm afraid that's just the way it's got to be.
Well, how are you going to break it to him?
Very gently.
Come on, Dad. I hate to see you so unhappy. But I'll tell you one thing. You've got a better sad face than anything I've got.
$100 for your thoughts.
They're not worth that much.
Neither's $100 with inflation.
You know, New York is so lovely this time of year.
Yeah. You should see it when it's not bankrupt.
Phil, I just love you for making all this possible.
Well, thanks. But I didn't discover New York.
You know what I mean. Our television project. Thanks again.
Let me guess. You're rehearsing the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet, Get the Hots.
Oh, Larry.
You little devil. Before you kissed him on his couch, now you're kissing him on his terrace. What is left to tell?
Larry, it's not at all what it seemed to be.
Hey, you don't have to explain anything to me, pal. I just saw the picture that Arnold took of you two giving each other lip service.
Well, we weren't exactly kissing.
Oh, of course not. Your Siamese twins joined in a funny place.
Hey, Larry, that's enough.
Hey, come on. You have my blessings, my children.
It's impossible.
Oh, what are you two so uptight about?
We're not uptight.
Morgan, there is nothing wrong with kissing your future boss. I mean, you don't have to go behind my back.
Larry, behind your back? I don't have to kiss anybody behind your back. I can kiss him in front of your back. Besides, I wasn't kissing him. It was just a peck. Can't you tell the difference?
No, Masters and Johnson. Tell me the difference and I'll take notes.
I'll do better than tell you. I'll show you. Phil, can I borrow your lips?
Be my guest?
All right, Larry. This is a peck.
Uh-huh.
This is a kiss.
Oh, yes.
Well, in case you missed it, I'll do it again. And again. Thank you, Phil. I just had to make a point.
Anytime. Morgan, Larry, if we can just get past this kissing, which I didn't mind. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're an 11.
Thank you.
But I have something very important to tell both of you. This is very hard for me, and I wish I didn't have to say this. Believe me, I have no other choice.
Phil, you sound like my dentist before he told me I needed root canal work.
What is it, Phil? And why do I have the feeling I'm not going to like the answer?
Well, I have to pass on your TV project, Larry.
Pass on it? Hey, no way. I mean, I can't take the champagne back. I got it on sale. You're putting us on, right? not putting us on.
No, I don't think he is.
I wish I were putting you on.
Phil, I don't understand. At the conference, they all liked the project.
What the hell happened?
Creatively, I loved it, too. But I just had to overrule them, Larry.
What do you mean, you had to?
It just was not a good deal for our company at this time. Now, believe me, I looked at every other possible angle.
Especially the old stab in the back angle.
Larry, that's not fair.
Would you please keep out of this?
Look, Larry, please try to see my side of it. I have to answer to my stockholders. With interest rates where they are, with the economy all screwed up, it just doesn't make good business sense to go ahead with the project right now.
Oh, poor little Philzy. He's down to his last 20 million bucks.
Larry, can't you see how hard it must be for him to turn down his best friend?
Best friend? He not only turns down my TV deal, he kisses my producer right under my nose behind my back.
Hey, you get off that behind-my-back routine.
And to think, once during the war, I let you save my life. Never again.
Well, I'm sure that Phil did his best for us.
Yeah, he's best to put my future right in the toilet.
Come on, Larry, you're being irrational.
Oh, so now I'm crazy?
No, he didn't call you crazy. He called you irrational.
Change my irrational to certifiable.
Phil, I'm sorry I ever met you. I'm sorry I ever bunked with you in the Army. And that goes for you too, Morgan.
Okay. I'll be back when you calm down.
Look, Larry, I feel just awful about this.
Just forget it, Phil. Forget it. I'm not going to have Thanksgiving dinner with you. I'm going to take my kids and we're leaving.
Oh, come on. You don't mean that.
Try looking for me. Well, that figures. Nice going, Scrooge. You not only kick me and the kids out of your house, you arrange it so that we have to leave in the snow. I can't believe what I just heard. A lot of business double talk. Hey, Phil, don't you walk away from me.
This is my house. I will walk where I please.
Well, excuse me for trying to point out to you that you've got a conscience and at the same time try to make you a fortune and get a little security for my kids.
Larry, my conscience is perfectly clear. This is no time to buy a television station. Now, excuse me, please.
What happened to Korea? What happened to our dreams?
At today's interest rates, I can't afford to dream. I am tired of arguing.
Oh, sure. Walk away. Don't face anybody. Don't talk about it. That's what... What are you kids doing up there?
Watching a fight.
Dad, you guys shouldn't be fighting.
Yeah, you won the war together.
Not even sure he was on our side. Kids, go pack. We're leaving.
Where are we going?
Nobody is going anywhere. I suggest we calm down and discuss this later.
Listen, there is nothing to discuss later. We are leaving.
But then I don't want to leave. We just got here.
Yeah, and I don't want to leave because I live here.
Yeah, and I don't want to leave because I eat here.
There's got to be some kind of a hotel room in the whole city of New York. Look, I know it's the Thanksgiving holiday. Hey, pal, my ancestors came over on the Mayflower, and they got a hotel room. Look, there's got to be a room.
Tell him you're a friend of Phil Drummond. You'll get a room.
I can get a room on my own. I'm a friend of Phil Drummond's. It didn't do any good, Big Shot. Look, will you let me talk to the manager? Yeah, all right, I'll wait.
Mr. Drummond's sure angry in there.
Yeah, Dad.
He's drinking his instant coffee and forgot to add the water.
I guess you're not going to get the television station, huh, Dad?
We can't even get a hotel room. Hello? Yeah, hello? Oh, there's got to be another hotel. Here, Ruthie, hold this.
Hello? Yes, I'm the secretary to Sheikh Abdullah. Mm-hmm. And he's looking for a room for himself and his two very, very young wives. Hello?
No luck? I've got an empty safe you can sleep in.
Go kiss a bank book. I'm going to find a room if it kills me.
Kids, would you get me some coffee, please?
Dad, you and Mr. Drummond will patch things up.
Just get me the coffee. Ruthie, here's a dollar. Leave it on the table. I'm not taking anything from that man.
You want some cookies, too?
No, he's making enough on the coffee.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Your dad's still mad at our dad?
Yeah.
Your dad's still mad at our dad?
Yeah. And you guys still gonna leave?
So far, we're lucky. We can't find a hotel room.
Do you know they don't even have one for a sheik?
Well, maybe if Dad realizes how hard we worked on the turkey, he won't have the heart to disappoint us.
Good idea. Start stuffing in.
Where?
Here.
Boy, when you're a turkey, all dignity goes out the window.
Boy, I hope our dads make up.
Well, the pilgrims made up with the Indians. Maybe there's hope for them.
You know, there wouldn't even be a Thanksgiving if our dad had been to Plymouth Rock.
Yeah, they would have thrown it at each other.
This is a Sheikh Abdullah, personal friend of Philip Drummond. Are you sure you do not have a room?
Look, pal, if I'm willing to come through to New Jersey to get a room, the least you can do is come up with one. Oh, yeah? Well, I hope 1,000 camels fertilize your lobby.
Larry, I just spoke to Phil. Now, I'm as disappointed as you are about the deal falling through. But don't you think you're overreacting a bit?
No. Killing is overreacting. What I am doing is perfectly normal.
Come on, smile, Larry. Hey, get that scowl off your face.
Hey, why should I? So far, I've been turned down by Drummond and 135 hotels. Look, Morgan, you know how much this all meant to me. And my best friend killed it.
All right, just calm down, Larry, okay? We'll talk about it. Now, can I get you a cup of coffee?
No, I already paid a dollar for one. Where is it?
Well, is Mad Dog Alder still here?
Oh, Phil, don't be like that. He's a very disappointed man.
Disappointed? He chased me up and down those stairs like a mountain goat. The man is crazy.
You know, you of all people should understand how he feels, Phil. You're the best friend he ever had. Don't you know that?
Morgan, do you think it makes me happy to turn him down?
Well, no, of course not. You're too fine a man.
I'm glad to be talking to a logical person.
We sit down and discuss this for a minute, Phil.
Sure.
Listen, I would never try to talk you into a bad venture. But the truth is, Portland could use another television station, and this one is practically up for grabs. That's all Larry was trying to say.
Morgan, I explained to him that with the economy the way it is, it's just not the time to make a major investment. Now, I told him that 3 times.
I know, but I am surprised at that kind of conservatism from a man like you. During the war, didn't they call you Daring Drummond?
Fearless Phil. But that's close enough.
Listen, the two of you have been friends for such a long time. This would mean so much to Larry, Phil, and to me, too.
Well, I can't promise you anything, but I'll look over the numbers one more time.
Oh, thank you. You are an angel. Yeah.
Where are you going?
Oh, I can't wait to tell Larry.
Larry? Oh, he put you up to this.
Put me up to what?
Oh, don't act misinnocent with me, Morgan Winslow. Larry Alder, you are the lowest.
I paid for this.
Look, I have been buttered up and stroked by experts, but you two take the cake.
Stroke you? I wouldn't stroke you if you were a chinchilla coat.
Why didn't you just send in 50 dancing girls?
What the hell are you talking about?
Larry, the man thinks you sent me to kiss him and play up to him.
You played up to him?
She buttered me up like an English muffin.
Well, wait a minute. Who asked you to play up to him? I can handle him myself.
You want to kiss him? He's all yours.
I don't even like his coffee. Morgan, listen, will you do me a favor? Will you just stay out of my life?
I'll do that right now, pal.
And mine, too.
Very good, gentlemen. I'm going out into the snow now, and the cold, and I may get pneumonia and 105 fever and have to spend weeks on end in the hospital hovering between life and death. But compared to knowing you two, it would be a pleasure.
You know, you really handle that badly, Larry.
Hey, let's get something straight, Phil. I wouldn't bother bringing in a girl to play up to you. I couldn't find an actress that good.
You know your problem, Larry? You're a jackass.
Phil, why don't you take your little Thanksgiving turkey and stuff it?
Okay. You lay down on the platter, I'll go and get the chestnut. Kids, I'm going out to cool off for a little while. I'll be back for dinner. Keep your eye on the silverware.
Where are you going, Dad?
I'm not going to eat Thanksgiving dinner with him. You kids enjoy yourselves, son. I'll be back later.
Man, your dad sure got a bad temper.
You don't blame it on him, do you? You know, your dad called my dad a jackass.
Well, you should have heard what your dad said to my dad.
Don't you point your finger at my sister, Kimberly Drummond.
She can point her finger at whoever she likes.
Now, you hold it, Buster.
Don't you go pointing at anybody.
Cool it, Ruthie. A girl yells at Willis Jackson.
Oh, yeah? Well, a girl just did.
Filter, Ruthie. Now, you wait a minute, Diane. I can't believe you'd say a thing like that. I think you both ought to remember something. You're living in our house, sleeping in our beds, and eating our food.
And using our bathrooms.
Well, pardon me. From now on, you'll all get a dime a flush.
What are you sitting there for? Say something. You're the mouth of the family.
Think I want to get killed?
I'm saving my mouth for eating.
I'm getting out of here. Come on, Ruthie.
Yeah.
Oh, in case we said anything to offend you, think it over.
Come on, guys. Come on, Arnold.
Oh, are you coming?
I don't know, Lewis. Maybe later, okay?
Are you all right, Arnold?
I don't know.
Then why do you look mean?
That's not my mean face. This is my mean face.
Well, that other face sure wasn't your happy face.
Of course not. That's not what I'm feeling.
Well, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling my low face.
Hi there, turkey.
It's me, Arnold. Man, you think you got troubles. We just had a fight in the other room that would pop your stuffing.
I'll tell you how bad everything is. It's got me talking to a turkey.
But listen, you're not the only one running around this house with your head cut off.
Hi, Arnold. Listen, I'm really sorry about what I said just now. I really am. I was just awful.
Okay. Ruthie.
Yeah?
Something terrible has just happened to me.
What?
With all this fighting going on, my mouth has lost its drool.
Really? What does that look like to you?
Oh, a delicious cooked turkey. What does it look like to you?
A dead bird. You think I should see a doctor?
I know how you feel, Arnold. I hate it when people fight, too.
I came to baste the turkey.
Me, too. Me, too. As soon as I figure out what basting means.
Diane, you're the oldest one here. Why do people yell at each other like we did just now?
I don't know, Ruthie. Maybe we caught up more folks.
But why do they yell at each other? I mean, why can't they just talk? I mean, this is where we say rotten things, and then we have to take them back and say we're sorry. Like I'm doing now.
Oh, I am sorry too, Ruthie.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
You know, I shouldn't have offered you the flush money. It was very rude.
Oh, we were all rude.
Yeah, that's all over now.
Yeah. Well, turkey, your kid's made up. All I have to do is wait for Dad, Morgan, and Mr. Arnold to make up. It ain't gonna be much of a dinner without them. You know, if you were in a better condition, I'd tell you to get up and walk out.
Charlie, I'll have another brandy.
Hand me that, Mr. Drummond.
What are you doing out in this blizzard?
I had a knockdown, drag-out battle with an old buddy of mine. But I'll spare you the gory details.
Whatever you say.
I've known the guy for 30 years. We're in a war together. I saved his life. I invite him to my house. Well, then when he wants my company to invest money foolishly and I turn him down, he gets mad. Put a coffee cup down on my best table. The guy won't use coasters. Sometime we'll get together and I'll tell you the story.
I can't wait to hear it.
And to think that I was best man at the bum's wedding. He's still using my blender.
Well, some people don't appreciate anything.
What weather. Oh, man. It's miserable out there.
Now it's miserable in here.
Scotch and water, please.
Yes, sir. Hey, I haven't seen you around here before.
Well, I'm only here because it's 3 snowdrifts, 2 garbage cans, and a frozen wino from the Drummond estate. Here's $2. Keep the change. I'm sure it's your first tip of the night.
The drink is $2.50.
Here's another buck. Some people are sports. I had a buddy once. A millionaire. Millionaire, 10 times over. Gave me a lousy blender for my wedding.
If you didn't like it, you could have taken it back.
They don't take returns at garage sales. You're wasting your time. I'm not making up.
I'm only here for the pretzels.
That figures. They're free.
If you want them, you can have them.
No, I don't want to deprive you of your pretzels. Keep them.
No thanks. Give me hives.
You got a lot of friends, pal?
Yeah, I guess so.
Me too. But I lost one today.
Anybody I know?
I don't think you'd recognize him, Phil. He's changed a lot. This was the kind of man that would take the shirt right off his back and hand it to you.
Funny thing. The guy I'm thinking of would take the shirt off his back, too.
Why don't you two exchange shirts and go home?
Can I use your phone?
Yeah, it's in the corner.
Oh, look who's here. Laurel and Harkless.
Morgan, I'm sorry that I yelled at you. Can I buy you a drink?
Sit with me, Morgan. You'll find the conversation much more intelligent.
No, actually, I am just looking for a phone to get a flight back to Portland. And would you be so kind as to bring my suitcase with you when you come, Larry?
Come on, Morgan. This is silly. Now, just sit down.
Don't manhandle the lady. She can sit where she pleases. Next to me.
He won't buy a television station. What makes you think he'll spring for a drink?
Oh, I can't believe this. Never mind how you treated me. I should have expected that behavior from 2 dummies. But what about Ruthie and Diane, Larry? They were so excited about this trip. And Arnold and Willis and Kimberly, they couldn't wait till we got here. And now you've got 5 children sitting at home waiting for their fathers to come back.
She's right, Larry. You're terribly inconsiterate.
You're not exactly father of the year yourself. I mean, you're spoiling Thanksgiving for 3 kids. I only have 2.
That's the spirit, Larry.
Thank you. Okay, I don't know about him, but I'm big enough to declare a truce for the kids' sake. Not a long one, just till after dinner.
Right. I'll try to force some food down just in the spirit of the season.
Morgan, maybe you better come too. I mean, it would be nice if I had 1 adult to talk to.
Yeah, Morgan. Please join me and my childish friend. Somebody has to be there to cut up his food.
Oh. All right. I'll go for the sake of the kids. And because you two probably need a referee.
Okay, keep the change, Charlie.
$20. Big deal. Huh. Doesn't impress me.
It impresses me.
Look, we just flew in.
good.
Oh, you're a great cook, Kimberly.
Hey, man, that sure beats the turkey we used to get in Harlem.
Yeah, piece of meatloaf with a feather in it.
Attention, please. I would like to welcome you all to our home and to our table. Even you.
Can you make it short? This is not one of your stockholder meetings.
Would you two please behave yourselves, or it's back to the bar and pretzels.
Okay. Arnold, I'll bet you could eat that whole turkey all by yourself.
Not tonight.
Well, what's the matter, Arnold? Aren't you feeling well?
Okay.
No, he's not. He's got no appetite, and neither have I.
Me neither. I couldn't get a drumstick past my lips.
Dad, I feel like I'm gonna cry.
Well, honey, don't look at me. Blame him.
I'm sorry, Dad, but we're gonna have to blame it on both of you. You know, we postponed our Thanksgiving dinner a whole week. Now there's nothing even to be thankful for because two old friends can't even give an inch.
That's the problem.
I'm with Arnold. Gentlemen?
Larry, I'm sorry that the television deal didn't work out. But the economy's going to pick up. And maybe later on, things will be different, okay? But I'll give you my word that as soon as interest rates go down and the stock market straightens out, I look at the whole deal again. I remember my friends.
Okay, Phil. I remember my friends, too. Hey, carve the turkey, will you? That sucker died for all this.
Can we say grace?
Yeah, but make it a quick one. I think my appetite is back.
You took the words right out of my mouth, which leaves more room for the turkey.
Right. Larry, will you do the honors?
Thank you. Dear Lord, we struck out in New York because you didn't choose to show Phil Drummond the light.
Larry.
Just a little editorial prayer. The Bible says a child shall lead them. And today these children made me realize that I was imposing on a friendship. And all I should expect from my dear friend is his love and respect. Thank you for the bounty of this good food and for the love and friendship that brings us here in the joy of the holiday season. Amen.
Amen. Like the Bible says, a child shall lead them. Make way for a hungry child.